everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever seen a gorilla? Have you ever been to Rwanda? If so, you and our author have something in common. Well, yesterday, we learned that our author, Andrew, had taken a trip to Rwanda. What was the purpose of the trip? That's right, to look for some endangered mountain gorillas. Sounds like an adventure. Well, today we are continuing this lesson. Our lesson is called A Visit with Gorillas. A Visit with Gorillas. And here's a question I would like you to try to answer. What time did Andrew and the gang depart the first morning? What time did Andrew and the gang depart the first morning? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin.
A Visit with Gorillas. The first morning, we departed at sunrise to meet trackers and rangers for our gorilla group assignment. The subject of our quest was the Hirwa group of Mount Sabino, which included a set of young twins, Silverback, Muninya, and more than a dozen others. When we found them, the great Silverback, Muninya, was lounging as his family frolicked freely about. He got up to mess with us a bit, charging forward with a little chest beating before settling back down to play with his kids.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 quest 这个名词。Quest 本身就是一个字根，意思是寻求或询问。当名词是指探索、寻求或者是追求，而且通常都是耗时费力的。如果要说明寻找什么的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Human beings' quest for knowledge never ceases. 人们对于知识的追求永不停止。Quest 也指远征。例如 ，On their quest for treasure, these sailors encountered several severe storms.这些水手在寻宝的远征途中遭遇了几次强烈的暴风雨。继续我们看的是 frolic 这个动词。frolic 是指嬉闹或者是嬉戏。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词字尾都要再加上 k, 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 Irene sat on the bench watching some kids frolicking around the playground。Irene 坐在长凳上看着小朋友在游乐场里面嬉闹。或者是 The cubs frolicked around the mother bear. 这些熊宝宝们围绕在母熊的身边玩耍。Frolic 也可以当名词。例如 The trip to the Caribbean was full of fun and frolic. 这趟去加勒比海的旅行充满了趣味与欢乐。 Alrighty, let's go find some gorillas.
Okay.Oh, I see one.
That's so funny, Gabe.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, of course, we're not going to find gorillas here in the studio, but we're going to find some gorillas in our lesson. And our lesson starts out, the first morning we departed at sunrise to meet trackers and rangers for our gorilla group assignment. I have a question for you, Gabe.
Oh, I have an answer.
Oh, perhaps you can...help me understand this. So it's the first morning of one of their treks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I believe I found the answer to the question that you asked earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what was the question?
The question is, or was, what time did they leave the first morning?
Very early in the morning. They left at sunrise. Well, it's probably a good time to leave if you want to enjoy a lot.Throughout the day, especially if you're going to see gorillas.
Ooh, let's take a look at some gorillas right now. Look at those gorillas. They're big and there's a small baby one.
Oh, cute.
And what was the subject of the quest?
Okay. Well, first of all, this quest, you know, I liked what Michelle had to say about a quest for knowledge. It's like you're searching for knowledge. However, the subject of this quest was the Hirwa group of Mount Sabino, which included a set of young twins, Silverback, Muninya, and more than a dozen others. Now, this is interesting, Rebecca. Our lesson just casually mentions Silverback Muninya, but actually, she's kind of a famous gorilla. She's the leader and only silverback in the entire Hirwa group.
Really?
Yeah,
I did not know that. Incredible. Well, anyway, continuing on, when we found them, referring to those gorillas, the great silverback, Muninya, was lounging as his family frolicked freely around.
Rebecca, I made a mistake.
What?
I said silverback Muninya as a female.
Oh.
But he's not a female. I don't think he'd like it if I called him a female, especially if he's lounging around like this.
Yeah, well, he definitely looks like he's lounging nicely. He's relaxing a little bit.
Rebecca, did you find this picture of a gorilla
lounging
in a lounge chair?
Of course, I thought that was so funny because when I think of to lounge, I think of somebody sitting on a chair, their feet are up. Maybe they're lounging close to a pool, very relaxed.
I wonder if this picture of a gorilla is a real gorilla. You know, I think that this Muninya was maybe lounging in the forest or the jungle, maybe just kind of relaxing. I don't know if he had a lawn chair.
Yeah, I don't think he had a lawn chair either. But I did like that picture of the gorilla lounging on a lawn chair.
And I think you're right, Rebecca. Most of us, when humans lounge around, especially on a beach or near a pool, we might do that on a lawn chair. We're
right.
Just kind of relaxing.
Well, anyway, this gorilla was lounging as his family frolicked freely about. Let's take a look at this word, to frolic around. This just means that you move about or behave very playfully.
Yeah, and so there's a contrast here between Muninya, who is just lounging and chilling, and then everybody else who's kind of running around and playing around, right? I think of kids when I think of frolicking. Kids and young animals like to frolic about.
And of course, you see the word frolic without a K on the screen. When you use it as a verb, it's important that you add that K, K-E-D. But without, or when it's not a verb, it can appear without the K.
Well, our lesson moves on. He got up to mess with us a bit. Now, if you're messing with somebody, what does that mean? Is he like teasing them?
Well, yeah, he might be teasing somebody, or he might possibly be close to getting into a conflict with someone.
Ooh, so that's why it says he was charging forward, huh?
That means you just rush forward towards someone as if you're going to attack them.
And we use that word in American football, or maybe rugby. The players charge, right? They run forward. Now, he did a little bit of chest beating, or he was beating his chest. Sometimes people beat their chests when they want to show sadness or guilt, but I think maybe gorillas do it to show that they're big and tough.
Right, and he did all of this before settling back down to play with his kids. Well, we're talking about gorillas, but what's the difference between a gorilla and a gorilla?
That's a big question. Let's go to the
Info Cloud. Hi friends, welcome to InfoCloud. English has a lot of homophones, and today we want to look at one pair in particular.
A homophone is a word that sounds the same as another word, but the two words have different meanings and possibly different spellings. And the homophones for today are gorilla and gorilla. One is spelled G-O-R-I-L-L-A, and the other G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A.
First, let's look at gorilla. G-O-R-I-L-L-A. These are large apes that live in Central Africa. They are social animals that love to eat plants. In fact, an adult male gorilla can eat up to 18 kilograms of food a day.
Gorillas are large, majestic animals which are currently at risk because of illegal hunting and loss of habitat.
That is very unfortunate. Now, let's look at the other gorilla. G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A.
Now, this type of gorilla isn't an animal. It's actually human. This word refers to a person who is part of a small military or paramilitary group that fights their enemy with surprise attacks. I think of the jungle when I hear guerrilla warfare, which is often a combat between a small group of attackers and the army.
And we often hear of guerrilla fighters on the news.
In 2016, the Colombian government reached a peace agreement with a group of guerrilla fighters known as FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, ending a 52-year civil conflict in the country.
Thank you, Mr. Anchorman. So, remember, friends, while these words sound the same, gorillas and gorillas are two very different things.
Homophone 是同音字。 我们先来看两个同音字, gorilla, gorilla, 一个是拼 G-O-R-I-L-L-A, 这个gorilla 是指大猩猩, 另一个呢是拼 G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A, 这个gorilla 表示游击队员, 要如何分辨? 很简单, 游击队的gorilla 字首是 G-U, 就跟guard, 警卫一样, 前面是G-U, 游击队就是一种卫兵, 大猩猩的gorilla 字首是 G-O, 我们可以想象大猩猩张开嘴巴的样子, 啊, 那个嘴巴的形状就跟 R-O 一样, 如此一来, 应该就不会把这两个字混淆了。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次关键。
Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're off to find some gorillas we want to find. Do you have an interest in looking for gorillas out in the wild? Well, we've been learning about our author Andrew's experience looking for gorillas. We already learned something that happened on the first day, but what about the second day? Let's find out more about his experience right now.
A visit with gorillas. The second day, we trekked 2,836 meters up Mount Karasimbi in search of the Susa group, a family nearly 40 strong. After a long, and at some points, nearly vertical hike of just under 2 hours, we hit gorilla pay dirt. Gorillas of all ages comprised a larger group, which provided even more moments of family fun time to observe. The Rwandan people we encountered, the guides, porters, gorilla trackers and hotel staff were unforgettable. Some of them we now call friends. We wish we were still immersing ourselves in the wonderful Rwandan culture. We will go back again someday.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 hit pay dirt 这个成语。 Pay dirt 原本是指有生产价值的矿土, 所以 hit pay dirt 本来是指挖到宝, 在这里是指有立刻图或者是发现有价值的东西, 例如 after years of research, these scientists hit pay dirt and found a cure for cancer. 经过多年的研究, 这些科学家成功地找到治疗癌症的方法, 或者是 the detective asked people in the area of the incident and quickly hit pay dirt. 这位警探询问事件发生地点附近的人很快的就发现了有用的资讯。最后我们看的是comprise这个动词, com这个字首是指一起, 所以comprise是指包含或包括, 例如 the resort comprises an amusement park, two hotels and a mall, 这个休闲中心包含了一个主题公园、两家旅馆跟一家购物中心。注意 comprise 很少用被动语态，如果要用被动语态来说由什么组成的话，通常都是用 compose 这个动词。例如 the company is mostly composed of females， 这家公司大部分由女性组成。 And now let's get back to our teachers
And now it's time to learn about the second day. The second day we trekked 2,836 meters up Mount Karasumbi in search of the Susa group, a family nearly 40 strong. Okay, now we see this word. Yes, Gabe, you're going to say something? Oh, about the picture. Yeah, that is Mount Karasumbi.
Ah, a plant on Mount Karasumbi.
Right, a plant on Mount Karasumbi. So if you go hiking, you might see that plant.
Ah, good. But there is a word here you were talking about, strong?
Yes, this is kind of an interesting usage of the word strong. This basically is just referring to the number of people or things in a group.
Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting word, right? Because we usually think of the word strong as being not weak. But here, the way that I use the word strong is not just when I want to talk about the number, but when I want to give the idea that the number isn't going to change significantly anytime soon. Now, for a small number, you would have to say the exact number, or close to the exact number, nearly 40 strong, right? But if you want to use a big number, like the army was 10,000 strong, well, that's about 10,000 people, but there could be more than that or less than that.
Exactly. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. After a long and, at some points, nearly vertical hike of just under 2 hours, we hit gorilla pay dirt. Now, to hit pay dirt is a very interesting phrase, and the idea behind this part is thatOur author finally found an area where there are a lot of gorillas.
And so we continue. Gorillas of all ages comprised a larger group, which provided even more moments of family fun time to observe. Now keep in mind, of course, that the family fun time is of course talking about the family of gorillas.
Family fun times to observe. That's right.Well, next, the Rwandan people we encountered, the guides, porters, gorilla trackers, and hotel staff were unforgettable. Now, let's talk about that word porter. You see the word up on the screen. And a porter is just somebody who helps carry the luggage in a hotel.
Now, not all hotels have a porter, but many hotels around the world will have porters who work there, right? They might help carry the suitcases to your room. But there's something else in this sentence here. So the gorilla trackers, hotel staff, they were unforgettable.
Mm-hmm. And if something is unforgettable, that just means that it was so memorable, it's impossible to forget.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Oh, thank you. Unforgettable.
Yeah, you know that song, right?
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard you sing it before.
Yeah, exactly.
As a matter of fact.
So, friends, what is unforgettable to you? Have you gone on a trip recently that you will remember for the rest of your life? You could say it was an unforgettable
thing. The guides, porters, groomers, and hotel staff were unforgettable. Some of them we now call friends. So, obviously, they were very unforgettable.Well, we continue on. We wish we were still immersing ourselves in the wonderful Rwandan experience. We're really into something and you are so involved with it. You begin to feel it and dream it and experience it. You're immersed.
And our lesson uses this phrase in relation to a culture. So when you go and visit another country, friends, do you just hang out with your friends from your country? Or do you try to get to know the culture a little bit and do what the locals do? How much do you immerse yourself in that culture? Of course, another way to use this word is by talking about water, right? You're surrounding yourself by water, a river, and just immerse yourself in the river or the pond.
Now, yesterday, our author was asked a question. What three things would he...
Unforgettable.
That's right.
You'll see an unforgettable
review skit.
You like that one?
Hey, that was pretty clever.
Yeah. Ginger, are you ready for our life-changing adventure?
Ooh, yes, I'm packed and ready. So, where are we going?
We're going to see Rwanda.
Yay! Who is Wanda?
Ginger, not Wanda, but Rwanda. It's a country in Africa.
Africa? Yay! What will we do there?
We'll go in search of endangered mountain gorillas.
Oh! Mountain gorillas! Oh, maybe I'll see some of my cousins.
Maybe. Our guides will help us look.
Can you tell me some things about Rwanda?
Yes. Rwanda is incredibly lush, incredibly green, and incredibly scenic.
Ooh, sounds incredibly incredible.
It is incredible. Rwanda is called the land of 1,000 hills.
Ooh, that's a lot of hills, and a lot of hiking, and a lot of photos. That's photo after photo after photo.
We can try to capture the essence of the area and its unique landscape.
Let's shoot 1,000 photos.
But photographs truly will not do Rwanda justice, not by a long shot.
Ooh, well, tell me about the monkeys in Rwanda.
We will embark on several gorilla treks.
Gorilla treks? Yay!
We'll trek up several mountains. Trackers and rangers will help us in our quest for gorilla families.
Hey, those families are my cousins. I can lounge around and frolic with my relatives. I can't wait.
Me either. This adventure will be unforgettable.
Well, yay, let's go.
Okay, don't forget your luggage.
Ooh.
And bananas.
Yeah.
So it's been fun learning about these gorillas and these gorilla treks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gabe, how would you enjoy going on a gorilla trek to find gorillas?
Yes, exactly, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I would love to go to Rwanda just for that purpose. Mm. I had no idea gorillas were so approachable. I thought they'd be wild and crazy like lions and tigers, and you'd have to stay far away.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but this is cool. You can see them up close.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend can set all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.